This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1178.
The answer.
Hey, guess what? Imperial Valley, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram are still not marking up their vehicles. That's right. Go check these guys out at IBCDJR.com, IBCDJR.com, and they will hook you up, 888-900-2804. Trust me, folks, family-owned and operated, they'll take really, really good care of you. And if you're going to do an event once the desert opens back up again, because it's starting to get warm, Alpha Site Logistics is where you need to go. If you're looking for portable toilets, hand wash stations, hand wash trailers, shade trailers, dumpsters, and a whole lot more services, trust me, nothing better than to just give them a call, let them do everything, and you can work on making money for your event. 760-352-8383, or just go to facebook.com/alphalogistics. All righty now, just I have to bring it up because Scott Burnworth is having an event on the 7th out at Barona Oaks. Ed Stoven will be riding a 4,000 horsepower dirt bike, so we're going to be really looking forward to see him splatter an oak tree. Right?
No,
now. I know.
But my own heart, I'd be broke. I'd be devastated.
He won't be.
That
broke.
Will not be.
No, no. He's skinny and
we want
loose.
A 200 horsepower.
Yeah, there you go.
35
you
know what? Is plenty for me.
It's family. It's a family event. It's an opportunity. I mean, and if you haven't been to Barona Oaks, just go past Barona Speedway, and it's on the right hand side. And it's a beautiful location. You can camp there. It's got big oak trees, two tracks to choose from. And if you're an off-roader or if you're a motorcyclist and you need a place to ride and you don't want to drive to Glen Helen or what are some of the other tracks locally?
Paris.
That's a long-ass way. That's a two-hour drive. Barona Oaks is one of the best-kept secrets as far as I'm concerned. And I highly recommend, if you're not going to go out and ride, you at least need to go out and participate and involve. I think they're having a barbecue out there as well. It's going to be a fun time.
We got the same thing, but for Corral Canyon and for 4x4s and vehicles on Saturday next weekend, May 6th out at Corral Canyon. We've got a Corral Canyon Wheeling Day event next weekend. We're teaming up with Tierra del Sol 4x4 Club. Tierra del Sol has been working on a raffle. They're covering food this time for us. We've got San Diego 4-Wheelers, Cal 4-Wheel, Corva. Lots of clubs involved in this one. I think the San Diego FJ Cruisers and I believe the San Diego Jeep Club even reached out to us as well. So there's going to be a few of us out. There's been lots of rain this last season. We did have a trail maintenance day back in December for Corral Canyon. We were able to get the fencing installed, and we installed 380 rice bales out there at the kids' training track at the lower campground. And this time, what we're going to do is it's basically going to be a wheeling day. Hopefully, we've got vehicles on every
What's
single-
wheeling for people that have never listened to the show?
Going out and adventuring,
driving
your vehicle through the trail. So hopefully we'll have enough vehicles and enough clubs showing up that we'll have somebody out on every single trail that's out there. I've posted it up for the adventure riders, the dual sport riders. I'm hoping that we get lots of them in for the single track trail. Bring your loppers, go out, have a good time, drive on the trail, and if the bushes happen to be overgrown, you feel like you're scraping, you're getting wisps, you're on the dirt bike, you don't want to get knocked by a manzanita branch, those hurt really bad.
They don't
give.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. I'm out there with my loppers. I thought that was a rabbit. but that's
no, the cutters, yeah, loppers.
And if you cut the branches off, do you have to retrieve them?
No. What the forest wants you to do is they want you to toss them back into the bushes.
Let them degrade into the terra firma. Okay.
Yep, exactly. Because what that does is it actually helps with erosion control. Yes.
But I mean, I don't think anybody's ever asked that question.
No.
What do you do with the
We tell them every time. Yeah. Yeah. Every time we do a driver's meeting in the morning. So meet at 8:30.
You know what I've got? I'll loan you in case I can't make it. Uh-huh. It's from Works, W-O-R-X, and it's a handheld chainsaw.
Oh, nice.
Battery operated. And
nice.
The blade's only this long. That would be a great lopper tool. Just to be right, go, ink, ink, ink.
Yeah.
Huh, and I haven't figured out what to do with it, you know, but that just clicked into my head. What a great opportunity.
That would be an awesome opportunity.
And then we'll work with Works
too.
And see if we can't get them to donate a whole bunch more so that when you
go
send
out
people
next time,
out.
Yeah, because we'll be out in October again.
I mean,
or,
this could get a little tedious after a while.
Oh, it totally does. It works your muscles,
Wouldn't
works your arms.
Would be a great advertiser if he would do that? Then we make sure we put Works.
Yeah.
WORX.com. Check it out.
Yeah.
I like it. We did the trail day last December.
December 10th,
Audrey and KJ and the gang put the hay bales around, and we spent, I think, $5,300 on hay bales.
58.
Rice bales?
Yeah, 58.75.
Rice straw bales, because they don't want to introduce invasive species, the seeds from the normal hay bales. So we had to pay more and get the special bales.
Yeah.
So we wrote a grant request to Yamaha after the fact, asking to get reimbursed for the rice bales. And so 2 days ago, Friday, I got the email from Yamaha that they are approving the grant.
Very
and
good.
They're going to fund it.
Congratulations.
That's good news. That's
How much
great
was that?
News.
How much money was that?
I thought it was $5,300. Was it $58?
Yeah, we paid $58.55 for the bales.
Wow.
Plus more.
And Yamaha. Because
we paid $500.
Well, and there's
and
no labor charge because you're doing it for free.
Yeah, there's no labor. We rented a Bobcat for $600 from United Rentals, and then we paid $5,855 or $75 from.
Well, that's good. Let's hear it for Yamaha.
Yeah.
Team
so,
Yamaha
Outdoor Initiative is what it's called through the grant program. It's through Yamaha Motors. So anytime you buy anything Yamaha, whether it's a generator,
a vehicle,
weed whacker, you know, Yamaha
motorcycle.
Covers lots of different things. You know, they love the power sports industry, right?
Are you sending
this
show to whoever that comes?
Our power sports industry. So Yamaha Outdoor Initiative Grants is.
Do you have an email?
I do. They're absolutely amazing. That we've done so much with them. We did the reflectors through them at Superstition on the bombing fence. The new fence that went out there, the smooth 3-wire fence,
right.
They gave us the grant for that. We've gotten previous grants in the past. The reason why this even kids training track is there is from years ago, we got a Yamaha grant many
that
years
was
ago.
Jan McGarvey did that one.
Built
that
the.
Have you ever invited
ago?
Them on radio, Yamaha, for thanking them for everything they do?
All of them. I'll take care of that.
Yeah.
Well, you better write it down. So far, you haven't come through lately. But we got to make sure. Well, because you got to give the love back to Yamaha.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And do maybe a little guilt. Maybe a little guilt to Husqvarna. Maybe a little guilt to Honda. Maybe a little guilt to, you know, I'm Harley Davidson. Hello.
Yeah.
I mentioned that they could put, if they wanted to put the Yamaha
logo.
The covers, they could put covers on the hay bales. Like, you know how they used to do it in
Supercross? Yeah, well, motocross and Supercross,
Well, now they're tough blocks. They're foam rubber blocks.
They don't
but before,
it.
When it was hay bales, they had covers. They had vinyl covers.
Yeah, they don't
so,
want
to. So Yamaha asked me, what are the dimensions of the hay bales? Like 2 foot by 4 foot by 17.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to supply us some covers, and we're going
to. But I'm just
cover
saying,
those,
it would be fun to get their PR department to call in and give them a segment. Thank them for what they do and ask them, why is it that you do this? And let them gloat on themselves.
Oh, that would be great.
Sure.
Write that down.
I'll remember. Because I'm going to go home and work on it.
Did you hear what he just said?
They get the W-9. It has to get done.
Audrey, call 911. Did you hear what he just said? He's actually going to remember. The only thing he remembers is next race. Tell the truth.
Kind of.
That's what you really remember.
Good. He does legislation. He does.
Well,
bills.
He remembers the meetings and he remembers the Zoom.
He does a lot. Yeah,
I know. I didn't say you didn't do anything. Yama. I'm just saying, let's give a little love back to the Yami boys. All right, let's take a quick break. You are listening to San Diego Off-Road Coalition's Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
The hell was that? I think
Audrey's on steroids.
Sounds like a gorilla farted. I don't know what that was. I sure as heck wasn't Audrey. Oh, we better call our, who's the board op? Fire and Ice, heating and air. If you got an AC issue, heating issue, man, I'm telling you what, if you have any issues, you check these guys out. They've been doing it since 83. They're family-owned and operated. They work with the military. They work with senior citizens. And if you have an estimate on a repair or an installation and you'd just like to see who out there could maybe help out, give these guys a call. 800-400-FIRE, 800-400-3473. Or go to fireandicehvac.com. You might be blown away. Wayne Miller Tire. Got tired of Audrey breaking her car and doing all these crazy things and bringing it in. They said, fine, we'll work on the whole car. We'll stop selling you tires. We'll do your suspension when you bought them out. We'll do oil changes when you forget. We'll do tune-ups when it doesn't run well. And Audrey's happy. She has her own parking spot at Wayne Miller Tire, 619-596-2800. Give them a call and thank them for being on SDORC Dirt Radio. All right, so we were talking about events. We're talking about a rodeo. A rodeo?
Yes, yesterday was.
You have a horse?
Today is the finals of the Lakeside Rodeo. Oh, yeah. It started at 12 o'clock today. I think they go down at 1.
Did they have Bud Light?
They open. I'm not sure who's the sponsor for the
rodeo. I wasn't asked about a sponsor.
I don't know.
Did you see where Bud Light is going to cancel the brand?
I'm not.
They're
really
going to eliminate it, and they're going to go after craft beers.
Just call it tranny fluid now.
They're going after craft beers. They're going to try to get into the craft beer market.
But, you know, craft beers, I had a blast yesterday with Quipo from Pacific Island Brewery out in Santee. I am honored to be hosting them at the San Diego Off-Road Jamboree. I had the Honey Blonde. It is
so good.
So that's you. I am the Honey Blonde.
You are what you drink. Yes.
I have a six-pack in.
Oh, well, it's not doing you any good in the car.
I know, and it's warm now. I'm sorry. I didn't put it on ice, but... oh my goodness, it was so good. So Pacific Island Brewery out of Santee has stepped up for June 24th Off-Road Jamboree. They are going to be one of our main breweries.
But where are they located?
So they're backside off of Prospect and Argent Road. You know where Costco is? The road to Costco that goes over to Prospect. When you turn onto Prospect, that corner right there, they're in the industrial building right there on that corner.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Their address is Argent Road, but they have a really nice outdoor setup patio area.
Food.
It's all tropical. They have
snacks.
They have trucks.
Roach coaches come in.
Yeah, catering trucks come in. Roach coaches come in, whatever you want to call
them.
Call
it a roach
They've got,
coach.
Well, you know, yeah, job site, that's terminology on the
catering trucks.
Oh, yeah. We have to have our pronouns. Don't cross that bridge.
Don't cross
girl.
That bridge, right?
Brendan's writing it down right now.
No, they're international travelers, Brendan. I won't.
Oh, is that what it is?
Again.
International
Don't, that's what it is. It's international travelers.
Lunch
that's what
truck.
I got in trouble for. Sorry, I didn't get. I can't get in trouble
yes,
from them calling me.
Girl,
I can't.
You can get in trouble going out the door. Good God. Almighty. Look at that. You're making Brendan have a mild heart attack in the box.
Yesterday, we did the Lakeside Rodeo Parade again. I've helped coordinate it for the last 10 years with the Smiths. We'll find out in a couple weeks, but more than likely, they gave me thumbs up. I had some three-wheelers doing wheelies. I had Bull in his 500 Quadzilla that he has. He was popping wheelies all the way down Woodside Avenue, all the way down Main Street.
Bull was popping wheelies?
Bull was popping wheelies in the orange Godzilla, dude. It was awesome.
A 500 horsepower quad?
Or
500cc.
500cc okay. Quadzilla,
I think.
It's
a Suzuki two-stroke.
Yeah.
That would do it.
It's a crazy beast.
Make noise.
It's a beast. Brand, yeah. I think I got a couple of videos of it. So we had one of the largest sections of the parade again. I was so proud. I want to just do a huge shout out to all of the participants that showed up yesterday. I cannot say thank you enough. We had over 80 rigs in the parade yesterday. I want more buggies. I want more three wheelers, more dirt bikes. You know, we had lots of Yodas. We had lots of FJ Cruisers. The FJ Cruiser Club showed up. The Yoda Club showed up. We had a couple of 250s in their F-250 crawlers.
It's tough for dirt bikes to go that slow. They overheat.
They overheat. The two clutches, dirt bikes, yeah. Like,
they just can't go that slow.
Yeah,
it's difficult.
I know.
Yeah, but you can haul freight on the outside.
Jesse was there with his son Spencer, and Spencer had the dirt bike, and he was having some issues because he was overheating. So he had to keep going up and doing loops and stuff. And they had a buggy. Jesse was on the three-wheeler, so it was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I've done it on my three-wheeler a few times and my mini trail 50.
Mm-hmm. So we had the Jeepers there. We had the San Diego FJ Cruisers Club there. We had Tierra del Sol show up, a couple Cal 4 Real members there. I was really impressed with our lineup. Some really awesome rigs to show up. Yeah. South Coast RV brought the Pono jump trailer, like construction work dump trailer, as well as two tow behind trailers that we have. One of them has the deck so you could put a dirt bike or a quad on the front of it. It's got a kitchen with a little outdoor refrigerator so you could have a whole setup and be nice, you know, upscale camping. And then they had another rig. And my cousin was like, I really like that rig. And she's got a Toyota Avalon, nice car. She's like, do you think that my Avalon would be able to pull that? And I'm like, well, I'll do the research on Monday and see, but I know that we've set up a couple of different we did a Honda, there was a car that I forget Pilot. Them that they set up with towing and it took it, and we just had a Subaru take that cross country as well go hit state parks all across country.
That would be a good
Subaru Forester.
That'd be a good KUSI segment, you know, have the trailer with the buggy up, you know, or the quad on the nose.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That would be
fun. Yeah.
Let if me know you if have, they want to do it. I'll get a vehicle and go down and tow it in, or you can
we'll just tow it up. You tell me a date you have, I'll book it.
Send me an email.
I'll send you
Audrey,
right now.
Were there any VIPs with us?
We had County Supervisor Joel Anderson jump in. I had him lined up to ride with Pacific Island Brewery, but he actually jumped on my brother's golf cart, and he made it around the parade four times total yesterday for County Supervisor Joel Anderson. So that was a lot of fun. He had a lot of fun.
We love Joel.
Holding a German Shepherd puppy, the last puppy my brother's trying to get rid of, a little girl named Ghost. She's so sweet and lovable and sensible, and he's just looking for a good home, and she is such a lover.
Oh
my
Shepherd?
Gosh, she's so sweet. Yeah, German Shepherd / Dutch Shepherd. So that was great. We almost got Joel Anderson to take her home. That would have been perfect.
That's funny. That's an irresistible little puppy.
Oh, she's so cute. Such a sweetheart. Yesterday was a great day with the Lakeside Rodeo in town. Today's the end of the rodeo. Parade was yesterday.
Were there any BMXers?
Lots of the BMX riders showed up. I think we had 27 BMX
Holy
riders
mackerel.
This year.
Was Vince there?
Vince was
Big
there
Vince
in the truck
there?
Pulling the guys. Vince pulls the BMX trailer for the guys.
So Vince runs Cactus Park BMX. It's on the other side of the facility from the rodeo grounds.
Yeah.
And they, I forget what day of the week they have practice and racing.
Every day of the week.
Every day.
Every day of the week, it's pretty much open in the afternoons. Yeah, they go down and then they have racing Saturdays and Sundays. It is racing season right now, so they are super busy.
Oh, yeah.
Vince has a lot going on right now.
I go there and practice once in a while. I wait too weak to race. I'm not fast. I used to be pretty fast, and I just like to go say hi at events and roll
Those
around the track a couple times.
Great on the parade yesterday. They did circles, tricks. They were doing wheelies down Woodside.
Really?
Yeah, they did
That's
great.
Fun.
That's one of our hometown ones. What they say, what we say in the parade is, you'd be surprised. We've actually had Olympic riders come out of there. We've had several, at least five that I am aware of, that have won Olympic gold medals. So, you know, they grow up riding BMX, they go there, and then they continue on in that, you know, lifestyle, sure. You know, and then they
excel and they move on.
Yeah.
With the XJ Cruiser, remember the couple of girls that were running with us?
Yeah.
FJ
Cruisers. Michelle was there, yeah.
Were they there?
Yeah, yeah. Awesome. They brought out, I don't know, I think they had like 6 or 7 rigs with them, with the Toyota
those
Club.
Are neat. I think they only made those a couple of years, but they're really capable, good vehicles.
Yes, yeah. And her rig is especially built to tilt, and she could go everywhere. I was really impressed. I met a couple of new ones. It's a new one to me called the Jeep Herd. So it's a girl club for Jeeps that get out and adventure, and they've been doing monthly runs recently, and I'm just seeing them, so I'm interested. I'm happy to meet them and see what they're about, especially because I'm a female that owns a Jeep,
maybe they'll take a checkpoint at the Lost Lizard.
We'll see. Fingers crossed.
Stranger thing.
Right?
What else you got?
Well, the next segment, I know I wanted to try to get to after break so that we can talk about what's been making its way around social media the last 2 weeks in regards to 2035 and no longer allowing OHV
off-road vehicles.
Yeah,
we can talk about that. I have a couple of things. 2 BLM action, Bureau of Land Management actions in Utah. And I want to talk about the Pacific Crest Trail, which there's some trouble brewing there that I'm working on.
Okay.
So we got a minute or so. So I went to Visalia Friday night and Saturday morning for the Corva annual meeting, and I got cold crossing Los Angeles. And I went into a Walmart, and the only sweatshirt they had was that my size. It says Pacific Crest Trail on it. So I picked it up. And I stayed a little bit warmer. And Rose Wynn from Cal 4-Wheel, the resource consultant.
Natural resource consultant, yeah.
She said that the Sierra National Forest and the Sequoia National Forest are about to have their management plans finalized. They call it signing the record of decision.
Yeah.
And she's been working on it the whole time. I didn't realize this was going on. But
yeah, for like the last couple years.
One of the things going on with this plan is that they want to designate a half mile on either side of the Pacific Crest Trail as a no vehicle zone.
Oh, wait, what?
Okay. So,
no.
And in the management plans, they're saying they want to make this half mile a special recreation area. Like, they want to give it a special designation. I forget the word for the designation. But I heard about this like 5 years ago at a commission meeting, and this is being pushed by the Pacific Crest Trail Foundation. They want what they call a quiet corridor. So let's come back after break, and we'll rake this over the coals some more.
Yeah.
Sounds like a plan.
Not you are something that
I like. STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
All right, folks, this is STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
If you ever see a trailer flying over your house, it's Audrey. Anybody lives in a trailer. Well, California's not too bad because it's... But I did come from Tornado, and I didn't see many trailers. I think they finally figured it out. For some reason, God...
Good reason I live in California.
Hey, God doesn't like trailers. I don't know what. Or Mother Nature. Maybe not God, but Mother Nature doesn't.
Mother Nature does not like trailers.
No, she likes flipping them around. I think she gets a chuckle out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
PRMI Mortgage. Hopefully, you know, get in a situation, but you need to refi. But if you do, I got the guy, Chris Wiley. Nobody does it better. He can do reverse mortgage. He can help you out with military, VA loans, refinance, anything to do with financing. Call 619-722-1303. Tell Chris help, and he'll do everything in the world for you. And thank him for sponsoring STORC Dirt Radio, because they always wonder if you're listening. Also, SNS Off-Road Magazine. Go to SSORMAG.com. Been doing this since 82. They cover everything off-road, the desert, the high deserts, anything and everything. They got classifieds. They went from a magazine that was awesome to a massive website that you can get everything, even Ed's comments, without having to listen to radio, which broke my heart if you do that. SNSORMAG.com. All right, so
we're talking about the Pacific Crest Trail, and in these management plans,
and you have
plans,
the sweatshirt.
I know I have the sweatshirt. It, the only one that was my size. So the Pacific Crest Trail Foundation is the nonprofit that has worked on the Pacific Crest Trail for years, and they were the ones that coordinated getting it made from end to end. And there's all kind of problems with different agencies and private land and getting it all strung together. So their latest endeavor is to make the trail so that there's a quiet corridor the entire length. So there's no, they want to make it so there's no vehicle access a half a mile on either side of the trail. And in these management plans by the Sierra and Sequoia National Forests, they put in there that they want to make that corridor a special management area. So they didn't say they want to close it, but they want to designate it as a special management area. And what that'll do is later on they can do a management action, not go through the environmental the environmental review. They can simply decide to make that area closed for vehicles. So it's sort of an underhanded way of doing this.
Well, in the Sequoia National Forest and the Sierra National Forest, I believe there's like quite a few trails that actually cross.
One of these forests, I forget which one, is almost entirely wilderness. The other one has lots of trails, including trails that cross the Pacific Crest Trail and go along.
The Sequoia is almost entirely wilderness, and the Sierra has lots of trails.
So we're very worried about this. I heard about this like 5 years ago at a commission meeting. Ted Cabral stood up and said this is not a good thing to do, that there is the Pacific Crest Trail has
an awful lot and miles
of wilderness where nobody can go in at all with a vehicle.
Yeah, that's absolutely ridiculous too.
And so I looked at the map of my favorite forest, which is the San Bernardino National Forest, and I saw a number of routes that go right along the Pacific Crest Trail.
But that's not included in this because you only said the Sierra and the Sequoia.
But this is setting a precedent to spread it to all the forests.
Yeah, that would be devastating.
I'm very frustrated with this.
Yeah.
So I contacted Alan.
What are you supposed to do? You're going to ride a trail up, stop, turn around, and ride the trail back instead of having circles or like, no, this is unacceptable.
So I contacted Daryl Issa's staff, and I asked them to work on it. And he just said, wow, thanks for the heads up on this. We're going to see what we can do about this. I'll pass it along to D.C. and let you know what they say.
Okay.
So it's nice to have friends in other political places.
Yes.
So they're going to work on this. And I wish I'd known sooner. I don't really follow those forests. They're really far from San Diego. You know, they're a long day's drive to get up there, and I never go riding there. But if I had known this was going on, I would have made comments.
Yeah,
and I would have followed it. So I talked to Rose.
These are our summer destination places.
That's your summer destination.
We go to
place?
Bishop. We go up above it. We go up to Kennedy Meadows. We go up to Kernville and Kern River. We go to Lake Isabella. That's all Sierra National Forest. That's all.
So I made a deal with Rose that we would share stuff going on, and like she could comment on mine and I can comment on hers.
Yeah.
So we can work together a little bit better. Because I never met her. She's worked for Cal 4 for about a year.
Yeah.
And I known she was there, and I've been wanting to meet her. So she came to our meeting, and it was nice. I introduced myself and said,
excellent.
This is what I work on. This is what I do. So let's work together on stuff. So I'm awesome. Pretty happy about that.
Yeah.
So as long as I'm on a roll... we talked about Moab a month or two ago about some stuff going on there. So the Labyrinth Rims and Gemini Bridges plan. So they open a comment period that they want to designate camping areas along inside that area, and there's hundreds of miles of routes. I think we talked about 400 miles.
Well, they
or
want
something.
To limit camping areas along well, those routes, well, that, is what it is.
So in this plan that they did, they want to limit camping to 365 spots. And when you're talking 400 miles of trails, that's one spot per mile.
That's really sad.
That's not very much.
No. Bureau of Land Management, my understanding is if you are 20 yards off of a road, right, you can camp anywhere. And it's
I think
open
it's 50
camping.
Feet on either side of the center of a road you can camp. And so for BLM, you can camp along a route anywhere you find is fine. So they want to reduce that to a bunch of spots. And now there's a problem with that that the Blue Ribbon Coalition pointed out to me in their email, that the BLM said that they've chosen these spots that show evidence of previous camping. Right? Okay, there's a fire ring here, so we'll make that. We can tell that people camped here before, so we'll make that a camping spot. So 365 spots that have evidence of prior camping. But what they don't take into account is people who camp lightly,
no
tread
trace.
Lightly, they leave no trace.
Yeah.
Because people camp all over the place and you never know they
that's
were
what
there.
We preach.
So
that's what we do. We
all,
educate.
That's like the best thing to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so all
pack it
of
in,
those
pack
places
it out. If you see it, don't
are
leave
closed.
It. Preserve the natural environment.
So in this action, they are closing all the spots that people have camped and left no trace. And they're rewarding the people who left stuff there, whether it was trash, a fire ring, they moved the dirt or they cut bushes. Whatever they did, they left a trace, and the BLM is rewarding them. And they're...
That's so backwards. That's
it's
so
backwards.
Frustrating.
So I pointed this out in my comments. I got the comment. I think
so
it, the comments were due a couple
of
days
trails,
ago.
And there's less than 300 or less than 400 camping spaces available. That you know that does that mean that camping space then, are they going to be limiting vehicles per camping space? Like, you know, technically you're not supposed to have more than 20 vehicles in a thing without pulling a potential permit or notifying or whatever it
it's
is
possible.
That you're supposed to do. So now we're going to be limiting the amount of vehicles that are out there as well and the people that... So how does that work?
If you
because
can't fit in the spot,
it,
then
you
can't camp there.
Right. Well, most of it you don't have to pull day passes for. You don't have to get... It's open desert, right?
So these 364...
So how are they going to track?
These 365 spots are for all the trails that were in the management plan that we spoke about last month, but that plan isn't complete, and they're going to be closing some of those routes, most likely. And so camping spots along the trails that got closed or may be closed, we're going to lose those camping spots. So that's so the 365 is very optimistic. It's probably going to be a lot fewer than that. So I got comments in telling them this is a bad idea. You should leave camping open the way it's been on all the other Bureau of Land Management land for a long time. There's a different action I found out about that the BLM in southern Utah, I think it's the Sand Mountain area, that they want to do a land swap.
Yeah.
They want to trade 1,047 acres of Bureau of Land Management land for 89 acres of prime desert tortoise habitat. And I wrote comments on this. I got them in before the deadline, which is a week ago. And there's two problems with that. First of all, the 1,047 acres have lots of high-quality off-road trails on them. And so we would lose those trails. So losing opportunity is bad. Second of all, the ratio is just ridiculous.
Right.
89 acres for 1,047 acres? Why can't it be 1-to-1? And why does it have to be land that we go off-roading on? Isn't there some other... I just don't understand why this has to take place. Why can't they just buy the acres or trade other land that doesn't have an effect to off-road vehicle users? I'm very frustrated with this action, and... I got in my comments that this is ridiculous.
And near Sand Mountain, there's some, but there's not that much available. We should get Jim Sooty on. Jim's done a couple of trips to Sand Mountain in the last year and a half.
I'm not positive it's Sand Mountain, but I am sure it's Southern Utah.
It's Sand Mountain. It is. It is Sand Mountain. Yeah, I got the same emails as you. It is Sand Mountain for sure. So we need to contact Jim Sooty because he's actually done trips out there recently. He's done at least 5 trips this last year because they don't go to Pismo anymore because of all the issues with Pismo and all the shutdown, all the limited camping passes, how it's down under 300 for you to buy now, and so it's sold out. So Jim and Karen Sooty have been going to Sand Mountain and
I mentioned it to Desiree, and Desiree has done a off-road race over there.
Yeah,
and she said, "Oh, that would be bad. That we don't want to lose those routes. They have." So you like, you lose a little section, but then you can no longer connect the trail.
Yeah.
And so it screws up a loop. And most people like to off-road in a loop. We go this way, we loop around, and we come back. That's the fun way. And up and back, I mean, you can do it. It's okay, but it's not the same.
No, it's not the same at all.
It's not as good.
I mean, and that's what they're doing, attacking the Pacific Crest Trail. That's what they're doing with this. I mean, literally, I thought we were trying to add trails back in, you know? I feel like I'm really becoming a recreational conservationist because I feel like they are just attacking recreation and recreation is
they
dying.
They are coming after us.
It is a lost sport.
Oh, we want this now.
Our sport is dying. Like, it is absolutely
and
outrageous.
And more people are in it. And
you know why? Because they're not going out and looking at the... I went through Zion National Park. Folks, get your heads out of your armpits.
Right.
FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
All right, folks. Welcome to SDRC Dirt Radio. FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
Are you hungry? The Wise Ox Butcher Shop can hook you up. I am seriously, if you're still a carnivore and you like to eat chicken, pork, and beef, you might as well eat the best. And you won't get it any better than the Wise Ox Butcher Shop and Pantry. Take a run in there, and oh, you will be in heaven. You will not go out to dinner again if you get a taste of the Wise Ox Butcher Shop. One location I've been to, 2855 Elkhorn Boulevard, right there in San Diego. Check them out, or just go to their website. And I'm sure it is, since I don't see it on the sheet, I thought I had it. WiseOxButcherShop.com.
Yeah.
All right. Right here talking radio. What are we going to do at the last segment? We're going to talk about your jamboree.
What's going on June 24th, Audrey?
We have the San Diego Off-Road Jamboree. We have teamed up with Adam from Clean Desert and El Cajon Hobbies and Fern's Semi-Famous Barbecue. We are going to host...
What day?
Saturday, June 24th at the Lakeside Rodeo Grounds.
You said the 20th.
Saturday, the June 24th at the Lakeside Rodeo Grounds. We are going to do the San Diego Off-Road Jamboree. We're inviting San Diego racing teams to come in. We've got Nick Eisenhower confirmed. We've got Cody Griggs, which is the top sprint car racer. We've got...
Are they bringing the cars?
Yes.
You got any stunt riders?
No, we cannot have stunt riders in the arena. The arena is very particular about... soil degradation so that's an issue. I think the most I'm going to be able to do is a little 50 in there in the arena, because I think that I want the drivers to be up in the stands. It's open to the public to bring your own RC car and race your RC car in the Lakeside Arena. We've teamed up with El Cajon Hobbies store to provide a course for us. They're going to do a fast lap outer rink. We've teamed up with San Diego Scalers Club. That's an RC car Scalers Club. They get together every week at a few different locations and go RC car crawling in different rocky areas, a couple of different things. They're going to set up an obstacle course for us in the center of the arena. So depending on, you know, the style of car that you have, we'll have obstacle courses for both of you, fast lap and then the obstacle one. You'll be timed on it, and the fastest laps will win a prize. We've got vendors coming in, and then we've got a VIP barbecue. We'll have 3 different breweries have confirmed right now. We've got Pacific Pacific Island Brewery coming in to serve beer. We've got Three Frogs Brewery and B&S Brewery have all confirmed. We'll have the different snack bars set up with the different breweries. We'll have VIP barbecue for you, which is going to be pulled pork and chicken quarters with some potato salad, mac salad, and a dinner roll. So we're looking for hosting a big raffle that afternoon or evening. And then depending on how many different sponsors or raffle prizes we get, we might do it throughout the day as well. Really excited about this, trying to make it as big as we possibly can. We've rented the junior fairgrounds and the backside as well. So if we outgrow the rodeo grounds, we can expand into the junior fairgrounds as well. So if you are interested, if you have that business and you want to come out, sell your merchandise, you want to display your vehicle, please give us a call. Let us know. Shoot us an email. Adam@cleandesert.org. Desert is with a Z. Adam@clean-dezer.org is the email, or info@sdorc.org. You can shoot us an email and let us know as well. I know we've got Falcon Tires lined up. I know Baja Designs is going to be on site.
Will it be a Top Fuel drag racing car?
Oh, yes. We do have the team coming in, Fern Semi-Famous Barbecue sponsors. Oh my goodness, let me
What's
see.
The top
I
speed
really
that
have
thing
it.
Can hit, I heard 328.
Yeah, yeah.
328 miles per hour in a fourth of a mile.
Where's Fern Semi-Famous Barbecue? He's connected with Nick Eisenhower's racing team. They've got trophy trucks and 6100.
You think we'll get a trophy truck out there?
Oh, yeah. We're going to have Nick Eisenhower's bringing three trophy trucks out of his
we're
team.
Putting
so there's
three trophy trucks.
There's different classes.
And Lakeside Rodeo Grounds.
Yeah.
With any drivers?
Yeah. And then we're going to have this top alcohol. It's called Max Mileage for the top alcohol
Holy
car.
Mackerel.
So the top alcohol
what?
Drag
that
racer,
thing?
it can't, we can't turn it on because you have to get a permit just for the noise.
That,
although,
if, no, we
I
can't
have
turn
to,
that thing on. That would.
Fire
People
it
would
up.
Hear that down on the coast.
Well, how is it that I could fire up cars at KUSI?
That's
you
different
could,
kind
you
of
You could fire
loud.
That up at KUSI?
It's a
Done
different
it more
kind
than
of
once.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
So technically you're supposed to get a noise permit.
Please.
Well, if that thing accidentally starts, what do we do?
Well, let me tell you what. We've started up the Crower Killer, which is nostalgic front engine, zoomy headers, blower, the whole nine yards. And we've had Lauren Finney in the car. We had Stan Miller in the car.
Oh, how cool.
Trust me. That.
Yeah, but KUI is not next to houses. Lakeside Rodeo is across the street from where people live.
Well, yeah, but you're not going to do it at 4 in the morning.
No, be 4 in the afternoon.
I wouldn't care. It's easy to say you're sorry. It is.
It is. Ask forgiveness.
So,
I'm serious.
Audrey, last weekend I rode an Observe Trials event. And when I rode with those guys before, we had gotten, we got sponsored by Ecology Auto Wrecking. They gave us a functional car that was headed for the Crusher. And we drove over that car in the Imperial Beach Sandcastle Parade.
Yeah.
Could we have something there for those guys to ride over? Do you think the rodeo grounds would let us? Like, not in the arena, but maybe.
So the difficult thing on that is, how do we allow cars to do that, right?
Not cars, motorcycles.
Observe Trials motorcycles ride over
cars. It's not cars. It's just riding over a car. I wouldn't even say nothing. Just drag the car there. It's sticking in the dirt. Any parts and pieces that fall off, you scoop them up.
We don't want to make bad feelings with our friends at Lakeside Rodeo.
Yeah, but you're not. Okay, tell me. Okay,
can we talk about this
we'll,
off
we'll talk
air?
Later.
This is not a conversation for radio.
Yes, it is.
No,
yes,
it's not.
It is.
No,
yes,
it's
it
not.
Is. Yes, it
so
is.
I did the research. You challenged me to find a cubed car. I'm still waiting to hear back from
I talked
the,
to A&B. I talked to A&B Truck, and they don't cube them.
No, it's in TJ. I found a baler.
You did, really?
Yeah, I did. Believe me, I called 20 wrecking yards. I got S and A, whose manager wife has her husband is the manager of the baler who actually cubes the cars. They come out like 4 foot by four foot.
Perfect.
And so I was trying to get three of them. Now they're willing to give me the cars. They don't. They won't sell it to me. Whatever. But he said my issue is with customs. So now I'm still waiting for customs to figure out whether or not I can get the cubed car into the United States from TJ,
because they can't look in them.
And then I can. And I'm like, that's, I'm going to take it right back after. I only need it for the weekend.
Yeah, I'm only going to.
But that's one of the things that I would love to make happen is when it's a cubed car, you can't identify it.
No, but
make
if you
model.
Can, you win
but
something.
But if you can't, yeah. So I have. I want to turn it into like a raffle, basically.
$5 a peek.
Well, a dollar a ticket is what I would do. And then, because I don't know what to do. I almost want to consider it like you get half the money if you win. You can guess it. And then SDRC gets half the money if you can guess your make and model.
Why it's
$5. But everybody that I've said or I've mentioned it to, everybody's like, oh, no, you can't guess your make and model. There's no way to guess make and model. And
yes,
especially your make and model.
Trust me, it's like telling a trucker you can't back into that spot. Oh yeah, just watch me.
Well, you might be able to because you're a car guy and you know
you're gonna have lots, and then you got to have something really cool as a giveaway.
Dave, what were you saying about there's another company that crushes cars a different
but the
way?
Only problem with it is that they're lengthwise, you know, so that would mean, and you would know
they're,
what that car
they're easier
was.
To
right
because
it just
no
because
you know
it down.
Just goes
it
like
just
say
smashes it.
80 Impala. And it's going to be just long. All you got to do is look at the nose or look at the tail and you'll guess it.
Yeah.
But if it's cubed.
If it's cubed, you can't.
Like Goldfinger.
Yeah.
Okay.
You would have never known that was what kind of car that was because it was cubed.
So I'm working on it, Dave.
I think
I'm
that's
trying.
An awesome
but
idea.
What I found from the 20 different auto wrecking yards that I've called,
you know, most, I'm
is
surprised
that they don't
you got
do
hold,
it in the United States anymore.
I'm surprised you got a hold of 20.
I got a hold of 20.
I was talking to JC at A&B.
Yeah.
He says all the South Bay wrecking yards are going
A&B,
away.
I got referred to A&B. I actually talked to JC. JC referred me to SNA. SNA is the one that told me who the bailing was.
And he probably thought, because I already went in and pitched him.
Oh, really?
I was way ahead of
Casey,
and
Junior.
Guess who was there?
Yeah.
And I didn't realize it, because he's put on a few LBs.
Yeah.
Chris Boyer.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, he's a truck guy. He likes, I mean, the way he talks, he's like, he has his own parking
spot. He was
spot.
Supposed to be in the parade. I talked to him this week, and he's supposed to be, he didn't show up yesterday.
What
but
happened?
He was in the script.
He was supposed to be there.
That's okay.
He's got some interesting
All right,
vehicles.
Hey, folks. Hope you enjoyed STORC. Join STORC.org. Help keep the deserts open. Help keep the trails open. And don't forget to tell all your friends. Tune in next week on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Thanks for joining us for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl, the program that is working to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit SDORC.org. That's SDORC.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.
This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.